Nolte, 7 Trump Haters Who Love Them Some Blackface. By John Nolte on September 19, 2019. Social justice warriors not only don't care about brown and black people, they despise brown and black people. In fact, these oh-so-woke social justice warriors are the true supremacists in our society. The neo-imperialists determined to use central government as a tool that will shape and control the lives of black and brown, and all people everywhere. These supremacists want to convince black and brown people to put them in charge so they can then assume command of every aspect of our lives. From our health care to our faith to population control that is specifically aimed at black and brown populations. And when you are dealing with a supremacist mentality, with these malevolent tyrants who believe their condescending paternalism makes them above reproach and criticism, eventually, under the assumption they are untouchable because they are so noble and good, they will reveal their true selves, they will seek to prove just how above reproach and criticism they are by committing an act that says, "See, I'm so not racist I can do something terribly racist and it's not racist." We see this time and time and time again. While these people fabricate quotes and deliberately take things out of context to smear President Trump as racist, Alec Baldwin is calling people fags, while Joe Biden openly praises segregation and segregationists, while the New York Times hires Nazi after Nazi after Nazi, and Elizabeth Warren basically uses redface to advance her academic and legal career. And then there's the blackface. Next year I'll be 54 years old. I went to high school during the go-go 80s. Never in my life have I been at a party or any event where someone wore blackface. The idea of wearing blackface was utterly foreign to me. But that's my fault. Obviously, I didn't party with enough left-wing Democrats. And while no one should be surprised that the party of slavery, the Ku Klux Klan, Jim Crow, and partial birth abortion is still sporting blackface, it does at least reveal their arrogant supremacism. For they are the ones attacking everything and everyone as racist, the ones calling things such as border enforcement racist, as they prance around in blackface. Here's an updated list of these supremacists. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Trudeau, one of the whitest men alive, did not wear blackface decades ago. He wore it in the new century, in 2001. And he did it more than once, which defies the bad judgment argument to reveal a true moral lapse. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam. Look at this photo. Dash. Ralph welcomes him to the hashtag Democrat hashtag blackface team. pic.twitter.com/sopvibes. Brazilian Revolt, at Bras Revolt, September 19, 2019. Dash. Sarah Silverman. Social justice warrior Silverman didn't just wear blackface. She put on the most demeaning form of blackface, in 2007. It's one thing for Fred Astaire to pay a heartfelt tribute to Bill Bojangles by wanting to look like his idol 70 years ago. It is another to run around like this. Jimmy Kimmel. Mr. Oso Woke and Sensitive not only put on blackface. He mocked black athlete Karl Malone as ignorant. This is from The Man Show, which ran from 1999 to 2004. Jimmy Fallon. Here we go again, from the year 2000. Megyn Kelly. Here's Megyn Kelly defending blackface, not in 1956, but in 2018. Because Kelly can sometimes express right-leaning views, she was fired by NBC. Fallon did his blackface routine on NBC and still has a job at NBC. Joy Behar. As a 29-year-old, so sometime in the 1850s, Behar blacked up to dress as a beautiful African woman. These are all examples of people who run around calling us racist over nonsense like border enforcement and our support for Trump, who call for us to be silenced, canceled, and blacklisted. Look at this. We're talking about a sitting governor, a sitting prime minister, and two late-night hosts, one of them of the legendary Tonight Show, and a sanctimonious thought leader for ABC News. These are America's true supremacists. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.